Track 12. Now we've got to look who's cooking. Richard Hughes is the chef proprietor of the Assembly House in Norwich and runs the Richard Hughes Cookery School, and he has reasons to be cheerful. Les Mis is here, and Richard has les plus bons recipes pour vous to enjoy.
September sees the long-awaited arrival of the incredible Les Miserables at the Assembly House's neighbours, Norwich Theatre Royal. The musical's run was cut short in 2020 in Norwich, owing to the impending doom and chaos of the first lockdown. So to say it's much anticipated is something of an understatement. Seen by more than 120 million people worldwide in 52 countries and 22 languages, Les Mis is undoubtedly one of the world's most popular musicals. I must be one of the very small minority who had actually read Victor Hugo's book before I'd seen the show. I fell in love with the story and combined with a deep affection for the Theatre Royal. I was head chef at the theatre under the management of the legendary Dick Condon in 1983 to 1986. You can see how far my career has progressed, approximately 20 yards. It's a must-see for me. I'm never one to miss an opportunity to cook classic French dishes, and although I'm a jack-of-all-trades, master of none when it comes to a cooking style, it's the classics I love to cook and eat. It seems incredible now that when I first attended Great Yarmouth College as a fresh-faced 16-year-old, the whole curriculum was rooted in the teachings of Auguste Escoffier, whose culinary heydays encompassed the 1890s and early part of the 20th century. Nowadays, I'm not sure culinary students know who Escoffier is, or if he has any relevance. We learned the fish garnishes, the many potato dishes and sauces by rote like times tables at infant school. I can still recite them now. I accept I'm something of a kitchen dinosaur who is still on the tools when most of my peers long since packed away their knife rolls and recipe books. And though I keep up with the trends, new techniques and latest culinary crazes, it's the history of the great hotels of the world and the likes of Karim, Soyer, and of course Escoffier that interest me far more than couture leather aprons, Japanese knives and dishes that take 5 hours to construct and 5 seconds to eat. You come to realize that good food never goes out of fashion, and it's heartening to see the latest must-eats of beef Wellington, designer eclairs, multicolored macarons, and ice cream sundaes are rooted in the classics. I accept you won't find a dirty burger in the Larousse Gastronomique compendium. But, having eaten several, I've come to the conclusion that it's no bad thing. Oh, what to choose when deciding this month's recipes? Well, the opportunities are endless. How about a simple salad for the last notes of summer? An updated savoury tarte tatin and an iconic cassoulet. We've chosen the pear, Roquefort and walnut salad.
Recipe. These ingredients make 2 large salads. 2 handfuls of frisée salad. 2 handfuls of rocket. 100 grams of Roquefort, or Binham Blue to keep it local. 80 grams of walnuts. 2 ripe pears. 1 tablespoon of walnut oil or extra virgin olive oil, 1 teaspoon red wine vinegar, sea salt, freshly ground pepper. Method. Wash all the salad leaves and spin dry or shake. Have the cheese at room temperature 30 minutes before serving the salad. Toast the walnut halves on an oven tray for 5 minutes or so in a moderate oven, 160 degrees Celsius. Halve the pears lengthwise. Remove core and central stringy stem. Cut across the pear into even slices. Mix the oil, vinegar, salt and pepper in a salad bowl. Drop in the salad leaves and turn to mix well. To serve, divide the dressed salad between 4 plates. Divide the pear between the plates. crumble the roquefort between the salads and scatter over the toasted walnuts. And that's it. Tuck in.